Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom. Snuck in that telephone number there, didn't I? I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday already, August 8th, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you this fine Monday?
Couldn't be any better. If I was 38, but...
Well, no, but it's 39. You can't back up a year, so just forget it.
Okay. All right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, it's like it's one of those days where I've been spinning my wheels trying to get something done, but I'm doing okay.
All right. And I guess it seems like gold did all right today. Right now in the New York spot price aftermarket, we're up $1,270 at $1,790. Silver's up 3.5% at 20.72. Platinum was up $7 at $951. And palladium was up over 5% at $2,318. Little weakness in the dollar, not much, 106.45, down 0.10. Crude oil was up 1.5 at 90.54. And I think the paper markets were pretty much, why can't I get to my paper markets here? Here we go. The Dow was up 28 points. It was a couple hundred points earlier in the day, 32,832. These are all small moves of the day. The S&P was down 5, NASDAQ down 13, so no big news there today. Just a little bit quiet, see if it's actually put any dampers on the on this big rally. Asian markets were, the Hang Seng was the only negative. Europe was positive across the board. 10-year yield, that was down 2.75%, was the yield down 0.086. And let me just take another peek at oil. Natural gas was down almost 6%, 5.68%, $7.60 on the natural gas. So kind of a weak start to the week. And how about that? A weak start to the week. Did anybody else get that out there? And so it was, I think as far as gold, we did see it edge a little bit higher with the lower yields. Looking again at the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike path, and even on Friday after the stronger-than-expected U.S. jobs report, that did add the case for more Fed monetary tightening. So, still a bigger rate hike isn't a done deal, but they're still looking at a 75 basis points at next month's Fed meeting. So we'll see what happens. I think you're going to begin to see some things unwind after August. I think August is going to be a quiet month for things. I think vacations are very important this year, and I think everybody has gone on one, except you and me, Butch.
I hear that.
But so that's pretty much it in the gold market. I mean, you have people say that the Fed will absolutely raise rates in September and focusing on lower inflation. But yet, everything they do does everything the opposite to affect inflation, especially their climate control, their climate bill. How about that? I know you're just itching to get off on that.
Oh, yes.
So go slow. Go slow and let it all sink in.
Well, when everything is going really well financially, right? I mean, the economy's doing great, inflation in control, people are living well, raise taxes. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right. I mean, the economy's falling apart. People are struggling to get by. Why would you raise taxes on anybody for anything when people are struggling right already? Why in the name of all that's holy would the people in control be so powerful and so greedy, including our Senator Manchin, I mean, the Senate was voted evenly for and against, 50-50. And, of course, Harris voted in the direction they passed the bill. Now going back before the House for the final touch-up. But the point of it is, Melody, with all the things that are happening, why in the name of goodness would they want to raise taxes on people in any way at all now? I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, but the thing of it is they're going to pitch this bill as it's the raising taxes on the wealthy, on the rich. That's, and they're
they
not.
They always say that. No,
they
they're
always
not.
Say that. That's
that.
How, that's all you're going to hear up through the elections, though, until November. That's all you're going to hear is we raise the taxes on the wealthy, and that's just a flat-out lie.
You cannot raise taxes on wealthy people, folks. They have a way to pass it on down the line. That's why they're so wealthy. Just quite honest with you.
It's not even just passing it on down to us. I mean, they were able to pass through some tax credits for the wealthy
Sure. I mean, this is all just a way to further take down the middle class and the poor people. Well, even I guess some of the upper class would say we're not considered the wealthy bunch are also being hit hard on this. And of course, Biden lied. No one making under 400,000 a year is supposed to be touched by this. That's absolutely a lie, flat out lie. But why not? I mean, how many times have we been lied to about tax increases and how it's going to help the poor people? I haven't seen it yet help somebody, working people. Now, maybe somebody's on welfare and you know, living off us that doesn't want to work. Maybe it does benefit them some. But for the average working person, I've never seen a tax increase help them a whole lot. Have you?
Nope.
That's just the way it is, folks. I mean, some people may want to hear that, and I really don't care. It's just I'm just telling the truth, and that's all I'm going to do is tell the truth, because I can't tell you, I won't tell you a lie to make you feel better. I wish I could tell you some things that would change things for the better, but I can't. These are some of the areas where taxes are going to go up. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. I'm going to go very slow. I'm not going to read every point because it'll take too long, but the highlights. They're going to raise $6.5 billion on natural gas tax, which will increase household energy bills. Of course it will. The bill imposes a regressive tax on American oil and gas development. The tax will drive up the cost of household energy bills. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the natural gas tax will increase tax by $6.5 billion. Folks, that is going to be coming out of your pocket and my pocket. Any comments, Melody?
Nope.
$12 billion. Now listen to this: oil prices, gasoline prices, $4 a gallon, probably average cross country. $12 billion crude oil tax, which will increase household costs also. With gas averaging more than $4 per gallon across the country, and only weeks be removed from the record high prices, Democrats have included 6.4 cents per barrel tax on crude oil and imported petroleum products that will be passed on to consumers in the form of higher gas prices. Folks, I don't know why we're so ignorant as a people. $1.2 billion coal tax, which will increase household energy bills. The bill would more than double current excise taxes on coal production. A Democrat proposal, a tax rate on coal from subsurface mining would increase from 50 cents per ton to $1.10 per ton, over 100% increase. While the tax rate on coal from surface mining would increase from 25 cents per ton to 55 cents per ton, guess who is going to pay for that? Now, you're right. Corporate income tax hike on U.S. businesses, which will be passed on to households. Democrats imposed a 15% corporate alternative minimum tax on financial statement income of American businesses, reporting $1 billion in profits for the past 3 years. These American companies employ millions of Americans. So it could mean layoffs. The cost of this tax increase will be borne by working families in the form of higher taxes, fewer jobs, and lower wages. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Biden, and thank you, Mr. Manchin. $124 billion stock tax, which will hit your nest egg, 401ks, IRAs, and pension plans. When Americans choose to sell shares of stock back to the company, Democrats are imposing a new federal excise tax, which will reduce the value of household nest eggs. Raising taxes and restricting stock buybacks harms the retirement savings of any individual with a 401k or IRA pension. Union retirement plans will also be hit. I think we talked about this before, about the retirement plans being hit, Melody. I think this is not new news in a sense, so we said this is going to happen. We just didn't know how yet, did we?
Right.
So, 95% federal excise tax on American pharmaceutical manufacturers. I'll let that sink in. 95% federal excise tax on American pharmaceutical manufacturers. Yes, they're making too much. They're being it because ripping people off. I know that. But listen to this, folks. Democrats would impose 95% excise tax on prescription drugs unless drug manufacturers accept government price controls. Price controls have never worked. Let's move on. In reality, all drug manufacturers would accept the price controls or stop selling the drug in the U.S. market entirely rather than pay the 95% tax. This provision would restrict U.S. medical innovation and limit the supply of new medicines. Price controls never work because they cause supply shortages. 52 billion income tax hike on mid-sized and family businesses. Now, wait a minute. I thought they wouldn't touch it. I mean, anyone makes $400,000 or less a year, they weren't going to touch. How many small businesses do you know the proprietors make $400,000 a year, Melody?
Oh, I mean, they're out there.
Well, they're out there, but how many? Your local mom and pop store? Your local gas station?
Some of them are very successful. Yeah.
What? But $400,000 a year? I don't know. I got produce stands up here. I don't think make that much. But anyway, just as the U.S. economy slides into recession, Democrats are including a tax hike on pass-through businesses, with declared losses. This provision widens the net of taxable income, preliminary cost estimates from the Joint Committee on Taxation show the provision will increase taxes by $52 billion. That will probably be, folks, be passed on to you and I again. Supersizing the IRS to increase audits. $124 billion. And we told you this was coming.
And they are going to target the middle class on that.
Yes, they
literally
are.
Target.
Absolutely, they are. The bill will spend $80 billion to supersize IRS with 87,000 new agents. Now, Miller, we talked about this what 6 months, 8 months ago.
We did.
This was going to happen a long time ago. With 87,000 new agents and auditors, and ramp up audits on working households and small businesses. The IRS would perform an additional 1.2 million annual audits under the plan. Democrats claim the increased spending on the enforcement would net $124 billion. The bill is 14 times as much money for enforcement, such as small business audits, than for taxpayer services, such as answering the phone. IRS employees only answer the phone 19 or 20% of the time. There you go. There you go, folks. Just a few of the things that your good friends, the Democrats, are doing for all of us. Now, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm independent. But this time, this is on the Dems, on the Democrats. A Republican and the Senate vote against it. There wasn't enough. Harris broke the tie. So get ready, businesses. Maybe you and I, folks like you and I, or maybe auditing more and more for all kinds of things. Who knows? They're going to get 87,000 new agents. Not 87,000 total. 87,000 new agents. Guess who is going to have to suffer for that? What do you think, Melody?
Well, you know, they've been conditioning, as far as the elections, they've been Olivia Newton-John died.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she was 73. But you know what? They've been conditioning the people for the past, ever since gasoline prices started to rise, that it's all the wealthy, it's all these oil companies that are making all this money and all these wealthy multinational corporations that are making billions of dollars and so forth and whatnot. most of these people, most of the Democrats are going to look at this and they're thinking it's going to be a nice deal because they think that the Democrats are actually going after the wealthy. That's how little information that they go by and how much information, or they don't even care to research. So elections, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be as easy for the Republicans as they think, even though that really should be. But, yeah, this bill, it's disgusting. And it's, you know, they had to increase the Medicaid, the Obamacare, probably for all the illegal aliens coming in.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, climate control. I mean, we do more for the world environment than anybody else in the world, but yet here we're getting electric vehicles forced down our throats. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, I'm not a Sigmund Freud fan. Obviously, I'd Sigmund Freud was a fraud, but nonetheless, he did say this, and he said, this is true. I have to agree with him on this. Most people do not really want freedom, Melody, because
no, they
freedom
don't.
Freedom involves responsibility. And most people are frightened of responsibility.
Yeah.
You see, now I know. Now we say we want freedom, but and I'm saying this to make it in trouble. But if freedom requires giving up our Medicaid, Medicare, and our benefits, if we make you, you make it or lose it on your own, you're free. Do what you want. How many people will choose freedom? Now that's a good question, hard question, but a good question. You cannot be a ward of the state and be a free man. Just that easy.
Yeah, but the problem is, Butch, the reason they wouldn't be because they wouldn't choose freedom, because government has eliminated so many of our jobs, and they've eliminated the ability for people to take care of themselves. I mean, at one point in time, you could live on a small budget. You know, your dollar bought something, but the dollar was destroyed.
Yep.
Our livelihoods were destroyed.
Until
so people can't make it on their own anymore as easy as it once was.
And
they brainwash us to think that poor is bad.
Well, and when we bought the idea that we don't need real money, we thought we had real money, but we bought the idea that fiat currency was real. We bought that back in the 50s and 60s and before that even, but especially in the 60s. We bought that was a big hit. But as soon as they start giving out social benefits to the people, paid for by the taxpayers, and people realize that they didn't have to work to get it, they get it without working, from people that did work, after a while you see what happens to the country. So you not only lose your freedom, you lose your ability to even to make a living. It gets the burden gets heavier every day. Now with this new tax increase, it's going to make it a load heavier on you and I, Melody, the people that are out there that are paying the bills. The corporations will pay it, but they'll get it from us. Is that fair?
That's fair, and we're here. The music, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. DGScoins, C-O-I-N-S.com. And, you know, we were talking about, this is just a real brief thing. You know, they had the Economist Intelligence Unit release their Global Livability Index, ranking of the top 10 best and the top worst places to live in the world in 2022. The index scored 172 cities in five categories, and culture, health, healthcare, education, infrastructure, and entertainment. You know, cities in Scandinavia dominated the list as the most livable cities. And but, you know, I'm looking at this list, the best places to live, and they're all socialist nations. The number one was Vienna, Austria, Copenhagen, Denmark, Zurich, Switzerland, Calgary, Canada, Vancouver, Geneva, Frankfurt, Toronto. Canada's in there three times. Amsterdam and Osaka, Japan, and Melbourne tied for number 10. So the U.S. didn't even make the top 10 best places to live. And these are all, I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure these were all socialist nations, Butch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were. One of them were. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we are too. Maybe we're just not as good as
That's just the mindset, though, you know, of what people, you know, where they want to live.
Well, if your standard of living is high enough, whether you live in off government or basically a slave, if you're a happy slave, you're a slave. It makes no difference. You're still a slave, but you're a happy slave. So I can't do anything about that. It's just a fact. You know, whether they steal from you through taxation of 1% or 50%, you're still that less than free of an individual. And when I say steal, I don't mean taxes that are useful. We're told to pay taxes for things. We have to support the sheriffs, different things. That's all good. That's all needed for services. But now we're being ripped off by the tune of trillions of dollars and things that we don't need, don't want. So it makes no difference, folks. It is what it is. We're seeing this come together real quickly. And article here that I thought was very interesting. Why is Walmart laying off so many workers? That's a good question. If brighter days are eventually coming for the U.S. economy, why would Walmart be so eager to lay off corporate employees? Of course, the truth is that brighter days are not coming. Yesterday, I posted an article in which I listed 11 big companies that are laying off workers. After I completed that article, I discovered that Walmart is also letting people go. If a seemingly unshakable giant such as Walmart already feels compelled to eliminate jobs, what is the outlook for employees of companies that are smaller and far weaker? When Walmart announced that it was laying off nearly 200 corporate employees, it rapidly made headlines all over the nation. Walmart let go of almost 200 corporate employees on Wednesday amid the economic downturn and rising inflation, according to a person familiar with their development. The company said in a statement that these layoffs are part of updating its structure. Yes, they are updating their structure because they know what really hard times are coming. And the projections that economy recently released confirm this. Walmart said it now anticipates adjusted earnings per share for the second quarter and a full year to decline between 8% and 9% and 11% and 13%, respectively. Previously, the retailer had predicted a 1% fall in the previously forecast for the full year, so they called 1% fall when up as high as 13%. Food inflation is in double digits and higher at the end of the first quarter. This is affecting customers' ability to spend on general merchandise categories, requiring more markdowns to move through the inventory, particularly apparel, Walmart said. I also just learned that SoundCloud has decided to lay off approximately 20% of its global workforce. SoundCloud will be laying off approximately 20% of the global workforce, a significant company transformation in the current economic and financial collapse. So Walmart is not selling as many goods as he used to, so they don't need as much outlay for employees as he used to. So whatever the reason, Walmart's laying people off. I don't know about anybody else, but I watch the budget closer than I did a year ago. Maybe you don't, but I have to. I mean, I'm sure you do too. Because this money just doesn't go as far. You have to watch closer what you're buying. And travels back and forth town down because at $4 a gallon of gasoline, it adds up pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that these are corporate positions.
Yeah.
So that means at the bottom end of the food chain, so to speak, you have part-timers. They're increasing their job responsibilities. So they're going to the ones that are making more money, and those are the ones that they're eliminating. So they know who they need, and they need those worker bees more than they need the corporate.
I agree.
So,
I totally agree.
And that's I think we're going to see more and more of, and particularly, especially after 2020, when everybody thinks that, you know, they started working at home. And now they think they have they want to continue to work at home. And it's like, well, if your boss wants you to go back to work, don't you go back to work in the office? I mean, I think a lot of those positions are going to be laid off. I mean, if somebody didn't come back to work and I told them, well, that's your job, and they didn't do it, I'd fire them.
Of course.
So.
Of course. Well, things have changed in the country. I mean, again, you and I both know this so-called pandemic was to really try the world and shut down economically the world. It did do that. It really did upset the apple cart as far as economics go worldwide, not just here. So we're seeing so many things change in such a rapid succession, Melody, since, a year and a half. Look how much things have changed this country economically. Not to mention other ways, but economically. Look how much has changed. Wow. And Governor Abbott and I forget who's governor in Arizona are keeping their word about shipping people to the Northeast. And this is not, I know we've talked this before, but it's getting more heated up. Migrant caravans from Texas continue to arrive in Northeastern cities, and people are getting mad. Migrants continued to arrive in Northeastern cities over the weekend from Texas when two more buses arrived in New York City, adding to the ones that reached Washington, D.C. last week. Critics of the Biden administration say it refused to properly address the crisis at the southern border, which has led to a continued influx of individuals arriving in Texas from Central and South America. In a statement released by the office, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that the first bus of migrants had reached New York City after being sent there by his state. Because of President Biden's continued refusal to acknowledge the crisis caused by his open border policies, the state of Texas has had to take unprecedented action to keep our communities safe, said Governor Abbott. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is the ideal destination for these migrants who can receive the benefits of the city's services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about with the sanctuary city. I hope he follows through on his promise to welcome all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief. New York City Mayor Eric Adams blamed about Abbott for using innocent people for political pawns to manufacture a crisis. First off, folks, they're not innocent. They're illegals. Put it that way. And why should it be different for him not to handle them than it would San Antonio or El Paso? What's the difference? Still, he asked for the federal government to step in and offer assistance to help with arriving migrants, despite New York's constantly pitching itself as a sanctuary city ready for migrants. You know, this is really a double standard, to say the least, Mel. I mean, there are some people that come across illegally, and Texas is Texas' fault and Arizona's fault for sending them up there. I mean, New York City, why is New York City better than San Antonio? I mean, what's the difference here? They overran the southern border. So why not send some of the situation up further north? Because Biden's the one that's supposed to be able to control the border with the whatever means necessary, but they're not doing it. So Texas is only trying to survive. Would you agree?
I agree. I mean, the whole thing is so bizarre. And it's like, but it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't change anything.
No.
Nobody changes everything. They just complain about it and so forth. And, you know, then it's the next day. So, yes, it is by design. I just want to read real quick this one paragraph. I just saw it. It's out of the Atlantic. And it was, and the title of it is, What America's Great Unwinding Would Mean for the World. The conundrum facing America's allies is how to cope with a great imperial power in decline. That is still a great imperial power. And it's the Western response to Russian invasions of Ukraine, led and propped up by the United States, has reminded the world that the international order is, if anything, more dependent on American military, economic, and financial might now than only a few years ago. Yet everywhere you turn, there is a sense that the U.S. is in some form of terminal decline, too divided, incoherent, violent, and dysfunctional to sustain. Moscow and Beijing seem to think that the great American unwinding has already begun. While in Europe, officials worry about a sudden American collapse. Do we talk about it? Michael Duclos, a former French ambassador to Syria, who remains well-connected within Europe's diplomatic network, told this reporter, somehow indignantly, after he asked whether an American implosion was ever discussed at the highest levels of government. He says, we never stop talking about it. So again, Butch, I mean, it just feeds into everything from the immigration that we talk about to these ridiculous bills that are being passed, to the ridiculous amount of money that's being, everywhere in the world knows that we're in decline, except the people here in this country. It's baffling.
You know, the scripture said that when Israel sinned against God, they become a gazing stock or a laughing stock or look them on awe. Like, what happened to them? They were such a great people. That's America today, is it not? A laughing
stock. It is.
Stock.
I mean, when the world is looking at us, and it's true, look how divided we become, how violent. How dysfunctional.
Oh, yes.
We can't even make calls to corporations who we do business with, like our credit card companies and things like that. It's dysfunctional.
Well, as I suppose talked before on the air, I've been on the phone. Well, it's been a month and a half. I've been on the phone all day still trying to get a credit card company to switch accounts, get a credit card going in the right account. No result. You cannot get in touch with a live individual. You leave your number on their website. We'll call you back in a minute. The phone rings. It says, hang on for representative. This call may be recorded for training purposes. And boom, they hang up. Did this about at least 6-7 times. Hung up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
I mean, this article really is good, and I'm glad I saw it. I think maybe we'll post it in next week's, but it does talk about how it's weighing on the people's mind big time, one senior European Union official told him. And it goes on. He says, from outside the U.S., many now see in America only relentless mass shootings, political dysfunction, social division, and the looming presence of Donald Trump. That's all they talk about. All of this seems to add up in the collective imagination to an impressive impression of a country on the brink, meeting all the conditions for descent into civil unrest. Many Europeans have long considered American decline and have looked to prepare themselves for such an eventuality. pushed by Germany and France. I mean,
sad state, but it's right on.
These are it is very right on.
I mean, the empire is always in bad ways, folks. This is show you how a country become, how this is hard for me to even comprehend. It has to be done in America. It's changed so much in my lifetime, and I'm not 150 years old, folks. It's changed much in my lifetime. It's unbelievable. North Carolina District emergency saves containing AR-15s, rifles, and breaching tools at every school. The Madison School District in North Carolina has announced a plan to put emergency rifle safes with AR-15 rifles at every school. The measure is part of the district's plan for enhanced security in the wake of recent school shootings, particularly in the one in Uvalde, Texas, where law enforcement is accused of horrifically blotching the response. In addition to the rifles, the safes will also contain magazines, ammunition, and breaching tools. Those officers were in that building for so long, and that suspect was able to infiltrate that building and injure and kill so many kids, Sheriff Buddy Harwood told the Citizen Times of the response in Uvalde. I just want to make sure my deputies are prepared in the event that happens. The schools will also have public panic buttons to immediately alert the sheriff's office of any threat. This was once a place where schools were considered place of learning, and I know we've been publicly fooled for years in that, but from the time I went back in the 50s and 60s, this has changed so much. We used to have dress codes in school. Boys dress like girls, or boys and boys dress like, boys dress like boys and girls like girls, and boys can have their hair touched on a collar. That sounds, that's the police state. No, that taught the difference between the sexes. Girls had to wear dresses to schools, and they'd be so long. These are things, folks, that changed in our lifetime. Boys didn't go to girls' bathrooms and vice versa. Matter of fact, if a boy touched a girl in a school, boy, he was in trouble. But that's been gone now. Now we put AR-15 weapons in the schools to defend their children? Wow. When I went to grade school, they didn't even have a telephone in school. They didn't have a telephone in school. I'm serious. So this is how things have changed. Any comments, Melody?
No, and I get we see change as a country grows, but these are also cycles. I think countries grow, and it's a cycle. But we were supposed to be better. We were supposed to be,
growing
where
we
wouldn't fall into that cycle.
Exactly.
But we did.
Growing is one thing. Falling apart, something else.
Yes.
That's
and we just, and it was just, they've been fighting inflation for years and years and years. Because that's why a lot of this stuff, and, Bob Chapman used to say it, we exported our inflation to China. And that's what we've done. That's how they've been able to keep the inflation out of the illusion of low inflation. That's what it was, the illusion of low inflation. We just bought their cheap trinkets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Don't you live on the land? I need to hear it just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we're heading into our last segment of the program already today, Butch.
Wow. Going by very quickly. It is. And this next article, I'm all for it. Don't think it'll happen, I'm all for it. We just read to you that they're going to increase the number of IRS agents to 87,000, by 87,000. This act was introduced by Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, Disarm the IRS Act. Outspoken Congressman Matt Gaetz has introduced the Disarm the IRS Act, which bars the government agency from acquiring or purchasing any ammunition following the passage of the bill. God bless him. He's right on the money on that. They shouldn't be carrying guns. These people shouldn't be law enforcement. The IRS, and by the way, folks, the IRS is not government. The IRS is not a government agency. It's a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve, which is not a government agency. Check it out. Call me old-fashioned, but I thought the heaviest artillery an IRS agent would need would be a calculator, said Gaetz in an interview with Fox News host Jesse Waters. I imagine the IRS is green eyeshades and cubicles and busting doors down and emptying Glock clips on our fellow Americans. And certainly it's troubling that in 2022 alone, the IRS has spent around $725,000 on ammunition. And this year alone, a little over half a year, they spent $725,000 on ammunition. Who are they shooting? So here, the Biden's plan. Disarm Americans, open the border, empty the prisons, but rest assured they'll still collect your taxes, and they need $725,000 worth of ammunition, apparently, to get the job done. Waters then asked if there was a relationship between the ammo shortage in the United States and the government buying ammo in large quantities. Gaetz responded, "Oh, undeniably. Part of the strategy is that with one hand, the Biden regime is doing everything they can to suppress access to ammunition for regular Americans, while with the other hand, they're scooping up all of the ammo that they can possibly find. I'm not against stockpiling ammunition, but you shouldn't have to be a D.C. accountant to do it. You ought to be able to be a mechanic in Pensacola. The Disarm the IRS Act would prohibit the IRS from purchasing ammo under any circumstances after the Biden administration's recent efforts to dramatically expand the tax agency's oversight and enforcement powers on common citizens. Well, not only was it an effort, it's already been done. So there you go, folks. The IRS this year alone has about $725,000 of ammo. What did they do with last year's $100,000 ammo to what it was, or $725,000. What did they do with last year's ammo? What'd they do with it?
And the year before that.
I wonder if something could be afoot here that we won't like. And I do.
They use live rounds for training and everything like that, don't they? I mean,
well, I'm sure, but not that much.
Yeah.
Why is the IRS carrying guns anyway? They're not supposed to be
law enforcement. Well, no. They should. No, absolutely not.
That's ridiculous. As I said, they're not a government agency, but these are the Federal Reserve, Millie. But who knows that? They're a private collection agent for the Federal Reserve. That's all they are. They're part of the mafia. There you go, people. You heard it. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Look it up online. Look up Federal Reserve. It's not federal. Look up IRS. You'll not find the IRS in government pages. Check it out. Any comments, Melody?
No, that's good.
What can I say? Japan's central bank scraps CBDC plans due to the lack of interest from public. And this surprised me. I figured Japan would be one of the first nations to jump on this digital currency, but they're not. The Bank of Japan has concluded that it is not technically feasible for the government to release a central bank digital currency at the moment. Like many other central banks, the Bank of Japan started flirting with the idea of a yen-backed CBDC in 2021, and the project's second phase of testing began in April. The bank revealed that the majority of Japanese citizens do not care for CBDC since they already have widespread access to many low-cost, efficient internet banking services and digital payment tools. Not only that, existing payment portals provide their users with benefits, such as payment points that can later be used for shopping settlements. The cryptos cannot compete with all that at the moment. Cash issuance is high in Japan, accounting for about 20% of the country's nominal gross domestic product. So Japan, a lot of Japanese are still using cash. Like I prefer using cash. They don't really want digital dollar. How about that? Bless their hearts. I'm glad to hear that. Maybe they'll slow this idiotic move down a little bit. I know they're still flirting with in our country. They'll go digital in some areas and on the dollar. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Comments, Melody?
No comments.
And back to the war in Ukraine. CBS News exposes Ukraine weapon scam. 30% maybe reaches its final destination. Uh-huh. See, the folks, this is CBS, not me. The documentary looks into what has happened to the military weapons that have been given to Ukraine. They reported, fleeing a country with advanced weapons can have grave consequences, even when done with the best intentions. The CBS Reports documentary shows inside Ukraine to get a first-hand look at how military aid gets from the border to the frontline soldiers and explores difficulties of getting the aid to the fighters who need it. The documentary exposes that only like 30% of weapons given to Ukraine reach their final destination. In the past 2 months, we moved weapons and equipment to Ukraine at a record speed. Drones, grenade launchers, machine guns. We're seeing this incredible historic flow of weapons coming into Ukraine. Do we have any sense as to where they're going? We don't know. There is really no information as to where all. All this stuff goes across the border, and then kind of like something happens, kind of like 30% maybe reaches a final destination. The Gateway Pundit previously reported on the U.S. government not knowing what happened to hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons sent to Ukraine. Now, the Biden administration is sending hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars in weapons to Ukraine, but they don't know what happens to the weapons. Ukraine is ranked as one of the most corrupt countries in recent Corruption Perceptions Index and the most corrupt country in Europe. And that, folks, that is very true. Another debacle, folks, by the Biden administration. Of course, I can't say that anyone would have done any better than he has in that area. I don't know that. I can't say either way. But I know that the weapons are not going into the hands they're supposed to, or if they were ever intended to. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I mean, it's look at all the weaponry and everything that they left behind in Afghanistan.
Oh, yes.
And it's like there's just no accounting for anything. And it's the same thing here. I mean, we hear this every time that we go into some country to fight for whatever we're fighting for. There's always, you know, millions of dollars that go missing. There's weaponry that goes missing that they can't keep track of. I mean, we have, you know, we talk about dysfunction of this nation. We got one of the most dysfunctional governments probably in the world. It's too big. When it's too big, you can't keep track. You lose, and it's, you know, and it's something we used to laugh about. Remember, people would laugh, $1,200 gold toilet handle, you know, and the gut, you know, and this was all, I just don't get it anymore. But yes, we're dysfunctional. And yeah, I do believe we're sending stuff. There's no tracking on anything that we give to anybody, but yet we're always there with the handout.
That's very true. And we mentioned last week, Zelensky saying somebody's holding up his money. You remember the article on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any kind of
Yeah.
Threaten the, okay. Well, guess what he's doing now? Volodymyr Zelensky asked Xi Jinping for talks, invites China to rebuild Ukraine.
Wow.
Talk about a slap in the face of the West. I mean smack dab across the mouth. Ukrainian President Zelensky told the South China Morning Post on Thursday that he would like to discuss his country's war against Russia with the leader of Russia's closest ally, Xi Jinping, directly and invite China to help rebuild Ukraine once the war is over. Melody, there you go. Talk about loyal. Zelensky's attention discussion with the Morning Post, a Hong Kong newspaper, was the first with an Asian news outlet since Russia escalated its 8-year-old war against Ukraine into full-scale invasion in February. Zelensky used the opportunity to request a personal discussion with Xi Jinping, a genocidal communist dictator who is largely bankrolling the invasion of Ukraine through large purchases of cheap Russian oil and gas. Ukraine is a member of China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, a global program to trap poor countries in predatory loans to China that they can't afford. The loans are normally meant to pay China for massive infrastructure projects. China also was also Ukraine's top trading partner prior to the war. Last year, Zelensky said he hoped that Ukraine would become a bridge to Europe for Chinese influence in his last conversation with Yi. Mm. Wow. Where's my money? I'm going somewhere else. Golly, Billy. Talk about gall.
Well, you know, it's...
What can you say?
I don't have anything to say to that one.
There's nothing to say. I mean, this is unheard of.
But, you know, if it's true that Zelensky is a communist, then he fits right in with China.
Well, yes,
I didn't say it, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times said it back in 2014. So that's what I was told anyway.
He wants Ukraine to become the bridge to Europe for China.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, more on China. China extends Taiwan drills past Sunday deadline, says training under real war conditions. China military drills in 6 zones surrounding Taiwan were rescheduled to wind down and end on Sunday. But on Monday, Beijing announced it's extending the threatening military drills with Taipei. Officials have slammed as a blockade and simulation for future invasion. The drills were originally set for 4 days, but have now been extended into this next week. Not only have the drills launched in the wake of the last Tuesday into Wednesday, visit to the self-ruled island U.S. House Speaker Pelosi disrupted surrounding air traffic and shipping lanes to global trade, but they've upped tensions with Washington, given USS Ronald Reagan carrier strike group was ordered to stay in the waters near Taiwan for longer than planned. The People's Liberation Army, Eastern Theater Command, confirmed Monday that it is continuing the joint training under real war conditions, focused on organizing joint anti-submarine warfare and naval strikes. This follows, as we detailed Sunday, on the heels of a close quarter standoff wherein 10 warships, each from the Chinese and Taiwan sides, closely shadowed each other through the Taiwan Strait. A total of 66 PLA aircraft and 14 warships were observed conducting exercises aimed at Taiwan into Sunday evening, with the aircraft repeatedly violating Taiwan's air defense zone, air ID zone. According to announcing its military on a high state of alert and confirming that it sent additional ships through the strait, Taiwan's defense ministry again said China is simulating attacks on the island of Taiwan and their ships at sea. Mm. Wow. Yeah. And one more thing for another time. China is now threatening Japan with missiles, which could mean blowback from the U.S. Really? What's U.S. going to do? Throw the purse at them? I don't know. On the heels of Nancy Pelosi's highly controversial visit to Taiwan, Communist China has decided to launch 5 ballistic missiles straight into Japan's exclusive economic zone, according to Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi. After earlier scrapping a high-level diplomatic meeting with Japan, the Chinese government party reportedly blasted weapons into waters near Taiwan, provoking the West to potentially respond with blowback. This is a grave issue that concerns our country and national security and the safety of the people, Kishi is quoted as saying, and that Tokyo has now lodged a formal diplomatic protest with the Chinese government. It turns out that this is the first time a Chinese ballistic missile has touched down in Japanese waters. Historic move for such a time as this, dare we say, World War III is emerging from the horizon. China, along with several other nations, are not in agreement with Japan as to the extent of its exclusive economic zone. The Japanese island of Yanakuni sits about 67 miles east of Taiwan, and the nation also claims sovereignty over another patch of uninhabited islands to the northeast of Taiwan. There you go, Melody. Now they're bickering with Japan.
Well, they're big enough. They can. I mean, not a very good relationship, and you know, so it's the, you know, hey, they're flexing their muscles as they can, you know. But the thing of it is, their economy and everything is not in the great shape. Their economy, I don't know. Being a communist nation, is their government? It's not like, what am I trying to say? Their economy doesn't have any impact on their government. Right?
Not really, no. Not as much as does here, obviously.
Right.
Because government controls it all.
The government controls it all. And, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the U.S. here. Well, you know, the U.S. isn't doing well, but neither is China. Well, that might be fine. Their economy isn't doing well, but their government is doing fine, I would think. All the money goes into the government. So, you know, yeah, their economy might be bad, but I don't know how they work with, you know, how they get their money and so forth. That might be interesting to find out.
Yep, we're out of time.
No. Let's stay here for another hour. You want to?
Okay, we can do that. Yeah, I got more cover, yeah.
All right, that hour will begin on Wednesday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.